folks, we will call the meeting to order, please. I heard that Councilor Trejo may not be here. I haven't heard from her.
I haven't heard.
Alrighty, thank you all. The first piece of business is new business. Councilor Schwartz, do you have any?
No.
No. Councilor Anderson? No. Councilor Hooper?
Nothing yet, sir.
Councilor Jones?
Nothing for me.
Alrighty. I wonder if I could have a motion to adopt the agenda? Man, that was like three at the same time. Okay, Councilor Jones is the most enthusiastic. We're taking that. Seconded by Councilor Hooper. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? Okay, I saw one hand up for support. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest? I see none. Announcements. Councilor Zwart, you're up.
Yeah, I don't have them with me. Sorry.
That's all right. Councilor Anderson?
Nope.
Councilor Hooper?
The only announcement I have is just briefly, like our councillor from Ward 1 had spoken about. I went to the sort of soft opening, if you want to call it that, at the Curtis Complex on Friday afternoon, and I was totally amazed at how the staff has gotten that building back into shape from what it was. And I'd just like to congratulate all staff and in regards to what they've done there. That building is an amazing building. I mean, it really looks nice. And when I went into the gym or the workout area, it was totally full. So it's nice to see that people are starting to come back. And I don't know whether they ever stop not coming back. But anyways, congratulations to staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Jones?
No announcements.
All righty. I have two. The first announcement is, if you listen to CBC, you might hear about Clarington being the most romantic city in Ontario. Have I mentioned that before? Anyway, apparently they're going to be running a spot on that several times. I have no idea what it's going to sound like, but we have a little bit of fun with that. Mr. Horvath, I'm going to put you. You said don't do it, but of course I have to. I understand that for the United Way, we are short, is it $200 to make it to 50,000?
That is correct, Mr. Mayor. We were at, after Friday's meeting, we were at 49,752 at this point.
All right, and bragging rights. Oshawa is real close and might beat us.
Mr. Mayor, might be a big word, but they're just under 49,000 as of Thursday.
All right, so just saying. All right. Could I have a motion on the minutes? We've got Jan 18 and Jan 21. Councilor Schwartz, could you give me that? Okay, seconded by Councilor Anderson. Questions, comments, errors, or omissions on either set? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. We don't have any delegations. We don't have any communications for direction. Item 9.1, if I could have a motion, and the suggestion is that be referred to staff. Councillor Jones, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Do we have questions or comments on that? I see none. I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you. CLOCA, item 9.2. This is Chris Darling and a request for a site alteration permit fee reduction. Could I have a motion on that? Councillor Hooper.
I'll give you a motion that we allow them the what they're looking for in regards to the letter. I haven't got my glasses on, so I can't read what I wrote down.
So as requested by CLOCA?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do we have a seconder on that? Councilor Jones? Do we have any questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Thank you. 9.3, Durham Region, and this is a letter from the clerk. The suggestion is that we refer this to the Climate Change Response Coordinator. Can someone give me a motion on 9.3? Councillor Schwartz. You're all alone over there, so I'm just making sure that we're not ignoring
you. Yeah, I'll give you that motion.
Thank you. Seconded by Councillor Anderson. You're good with that? Okay, questions or comments on that? I see none. I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. And the other is correspondence from Mr. Dave Panetta. The suggestion is that be referred to Emergency and Fire Services. Councillor Short?
Yeah, I'd like to refer that to Emergency and Fire Services for a report. Mr. Panetta's in the audience here today, and he would like some easing of the rules of campfires in the rural area.
Right.
What's in the agenda is just a cover letter. I have the entire package in my office, so we'll get that distributed.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Hooper. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Thank you. We don't have any presentations. Engineering services.
So we're dealing with EC 005.19. You want to go ahead? Any motions? Yeah.
So I'm moving it as written.
Okay. Seconder for that? Councillor Jones? Questions or comments? There being none? Yeah, okay. All in favor? And that's carried. It's done. Any questions to the acting director? I don't see any. You want it? After? So that's it? So I guess I'm done? Oh gosh, that's easy.
So we are now at the clerk's department part of the meeting. And first up is report number CLD 00419, which is Bill 68 implementation requirements. And is there someone that would, Mayor Foster, thank you for moving that. And seconded by Councillor Hooper. Comments or questions? Mayor Foster.
Just really quickly to the clerk's department. This was a lot more work, I think, than what it appeared, so thank you.
Thank you very much. You are correct.
Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. And I just have one question, and it's in regards to page 5, 2.5, all those subsections there. If a person seeks out legal opinion on their own and gets an opinion from a legal person, and it is in disagreement with what the commissioner determines. Who would be responsible as far as, you know where I'm going, I'm trying to say if you get your opinion, pay for the opinion, and it's in conflict with what the integrity commissioner decides, what happens then?
Through the chair, I'm not sure what would ultimately happen, and if I'm understanding you correctly, that either prior to Clarington appointing an integrity commissioner, or prior to this amendment coming into place, that the integrity commissioner can provide you with advice on, and we're dealing with Municipal Conflict of Interest Act, correct?
Correct.
So in where a member were to seek advice from the integrity commissioner, I would expect that member, if they had prior legal opinion on that matter, that they would communicate that to the integrity commissioner so that the integrity commissioner, in making his determination, would contemplate the prior legal opinion. I'm not a lawyer, though. If there is a lawyer in the room, they may be able to speak to how they deal with conflicting opinions with other solicitors.
Through you to whoever wants to answer. How is that?
Yes, through the chair. So I think if you have if there was an opinion of someone who's not the integrity commissioner saying that there was no conflict, and then subsequently the integrity commissioner determined that there had been a conflict, I think there would be some. The Act does provide that if the member obtained, you know, acted on advice, that would weigh into the determination of any penalty. So I think what you'd find is that there'd be a more likely chance of finding that it was a mistaken decision, that it was not really the fault of the person because they you know, did what they could to get the advice that they needed. But I think that the change that's happened is that now that you can just go to the integrity commissioner and ask for that opinion, even if you've got an independent opinion, if you're concerned about it, ask the integrity commissioner, and that way you can avoid any chance of getting that conflict in opinions.
So as a follow-up to that, so every time we as a counselor, go to the integrity commissioners, that end up being a cost to the municipality?
Through the chair, yes. Through our contract, it would be. It's not exorbitant, but the clerk's department does have a budget that has this much money. No, we have set included money in our budget to accommodate this.
Great. Thanks very much, everyone. Thanks, Rob.
Any further comments or questions? I'll call the question. All in favor? Opposed? Carries. And then moving on to the next, the CLD 00719, the appointments to various boards and committees. So I need someone to move that this be put on the table. Mayor Foster, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Comments or questions? Yes?
I have a question in regards to the representation from the Kawartha Conservation Area Board. I thought we were looking for people who were involved in the agricultural sector of, and I see that the people we had that applied, not that I'm, you know, I mean, it's fine. I don't have a problem with that, but I just wondered, I thought we were looking for somebody, you know, connected to the Ag Committee. Not Ag Committee, but agricultural sector.
So if I may, through the chair, what we've done here is reported who has applied. If council wishes to still pursue someone with that experience, then when we get to that particular committee, rather than conducting a vote, you can direct staff to re-advertise and do what we can in order to attempt to solicit those specific skills. So we can deal with that at the point when we get to that particular.
Good, thank you.
Councillor Ward?
Further to that, did the ad that we did put out, did it include what we were looking for, or was it just?
Yes, the ad that is placed gives a blurb of what the authority does and what we're looking for.
But did it include blurb that we were looking for someone with agricultural background, or I think the mayor said from the building community?
From the building community, no, but I'll have to double check what it said, but we provide a link to the Kawartha Conservation Authority too, so it encompasses everything that they would do.
Councillor Anderson?
Yeah, I was about to ask that. So we have done due diligence then, and some other these other folks have put their name forward. So these are the ones that show interest in being on it. So I'm satisfied with it as it is.
Through the chair, I would have to double check that ad to verify that it expressly stated agricultural or building community. And we can do that while we're conducting the vote here.
So we'll just get back to that later on when we come to that portion of it. Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions? So I'll call the question for that to be approved, and then we'll go through each committee. All in favor? And that carries. And the first committee that we have up is the Accessibility Advisory Committee. And this committee is comprised of 7 to 10 voting members. The committee currently has 6 members. And we've had 2 applications for consideration. And do we need to do a vote? Councillor Hooper?
I'll give you a motion that the 2 people that applied be added to the committee, Accessibility Committee.
And would someone second that?
I would second that.
Councillor Anderson, thank you. All in favor? Comments and questions, sorry.
A quick question. I think I know the answer already. So they, they both live in the same address or are clearly related. We're not worried about that. Mm.
Through the chair, no. I think they will both bring a different perspective.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Call the question on that. All in favor? And that carries. So the next committee is the Energy from Waste Management Advisory Committee. And we are looking to appoint 1 citizen. And this will be a vote.
So we're appointing one member to the Energy from Waste Waste Management Advisory Committee, Mayor Foster, Sammy Al-Hajjeh. Councillor Anderson, Sammy Al-Hajjeh. Councillor Hooper, Rick Lovett. Councillors Wart, Rick Lovett. And Councillor Jones, Sammy Al-Hajjeh. Sammy Al-Hajjeh achieved a majority and therefore is this successful.
So the next committee is the Heritage Committee. Currently the board has four residents appointed. So the committee may appoint one to three members of the Heritage Committee, and there were three applications. Mayor Foster?
Madam Chair, do you need a vote to simply accept the three applicants? So I'll give you a motion to accept the three applicants noted.
Councillor Anderson? Thank you. Any comments or questions? All in favor? That carries. Thank you. The next committee is the Kawartha Conservation Authority. And this is, we were waiting for some information on the ad.
Through the chair, we've confirmed that the ad did not expressly state agricultural or building communities. So if it's council's wish, we can have staff, direct staff to re-advertise expressly stating those skill sets.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Councillor Zwart, seconder. Councillor Anderson? Comments or questions? All in favor? That carries that we will re-advertise. And the next committee is the Newcastle Arena Board, in which there were no applications. So we need someone to move to put the, to advertise again, is that correct? Or did we get a late one? So we have already authorized to, we will advertise for the Newcastle Arena Board. So moving on to the Newcastle Village Community Hall Board. And currently, the committee may appoint three citizens to the Newcastle Village Community Hall Board. And we did receive three applications. However, so we did receive three applications for this, although one of them is not eligible to be appointed. So we will take this to a vote for, oh, and we have, yes, Councillor Zwart.
Can we table this to council? There apparently there are a couple more applications that have come in after this has been printed.
So you would move to move that forward, table it to the council meeting?
It's certainly you're right to table it. I just wanted to jump in here, if I may, and advise that we did check this morning. We've not received any additional applications as of yet.
Okay. Mayor Foster?
Seconding the table motion.
Questions or comments? All in favor? That carries. And then the Samuel Wilmot Nature Area Management Advisory Committee. This consists of eight citizens, three staff, and one council. And currently has seven board members appointed. And the committee may appoint one to three members. And there were two applications, so this will go to a vote. Sorry, there was three applications. Mayor Foster?
I'll give you a motion to accept the three applicants.
Councillor Anderson? Comments, questions? All in favor? That carries. And the next one is the Tourism Advisory Committee. And the council committee may appoint six members for a total of nine. And we did have a number of applications for this, so this will go to a vote. So you will be voting for six members on this. Mayor Foster?
Thank you, Madam Chair, thank you. Just before we vote, if we look at the one applicant, which is, Kristen Chambers, do we know what her home address is? So I'm just looking, 605 Rosalind is the region. Whitby. Now she's involved, I see, in Scugog. I mean, she'd be.
I think the question here was, does she live in Clarington? Okay, so we're just going to wait one moment here. Councillor Hooper?
If I could interject here, I believe she does live in Clarington, and I think our Director of Communications could probably answer that question a little, Ms. Bazarodowski, if she wants to speak to it.
Through the chair, if you do, I just want to remind you of privacy, so you can confirm in Clarington or out of Clarington, but not specifics.
I can just add some context. I can't verify for 100% her where she resides, but I can let you know that she, Ms. Chambers, is actually part of Durham Tourism, and hence she is one of our key partners. She works with Brandon Pickard in Durham Tourism and is one of the key partners that we work with. So we thought it would be great to have our partners at the table, if council deems so.
Okay, for the Tourism Advisory Committee, Mayor Foster's votes were Polina Alamo, Fred Archibald, Kristen Chambers, Anne-Marie Harley, Douglas Morgan, Petra Schwartz. Councillor Anderson's votes, Polina Alamo, Fred Archibald, Kristen Chambers, Anne-Marie Harley, Douglas Morgan, Petra Schwartz. Councillor Hooper, Polina Alamo, Fred Archibald, Kristen Chambers, Amy Kloster, Anne-Marie Harley, Petra Schwartz. Councillor Schwartz votes, Polina Alamo, Kristen Chambers, Amy Kloster, Anne-Marie Harley, Petra Schwartz, Aaron Senior. Councillor Jones votes, Polina Alamo, Fred Archibald, Anne-Marie Harley, Evan King, Douglas Morgan, Petra Schwartz. We're looking for six. So five are on the committee, being Polina Alamo, Fred Archibald, Kristen Chambers, Anne-Marie Harley, and Petra Schwartz. And Douglas Morgan. Your math's a little, the formula, yeah. Okay, so that's the committee struck.
Okay, so now we need to also appoint council member. Is there any nominations for a council member for the Tourism Advisory Committee? Oh, we're going to do a vote.
Is there anybody who doesn't want to sit?
Is there anyone who does not want to sit? Councillor Anderson? So, Councillor Anderson is not interested in this committee at this time. Okay.
Madam Chair, to be fair, I think we should see if anyone's willing to sit. So, Councillor Hooper or Councillor Schwartz.
Hooper wants.
I'll nominate Councillor Hooper.
And would someone, Councillor Anderson, you're seconding for Councillor Hooper to be. And are you willing to stand, Councillor Hooper?
Yes, thank you.
I'll call the question. All in favor? That carries. Thank you. And are there any questions for the clerk today? Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. I just had a question, and I don't know whether how we would address this, but while most of us, or some of us, were out door knocking, there was some concerns about a lot of vehicles, cars, motorcycles, etc., that have excessive noise, i.e., straight pipes and whatever else that they shouldn't probably have. And I just wondered, can we, through as a municipality, check to see if what other municipalities are doing throughout the area to find out how and if you can even legislate against that? I know it's a DRPS probably issue, but I just wondered if we somehow could get involved in that.
Staff can certainly look into that, and if you have specific areas, perfect. We can pass that on to Mr. Anderson. And
I know it's only one, but I mean, there are others that have complained, but this.
Right, we do have a noise bylaw, and I don't know the rules offhand with respect, but the noise bylaw does speak to perpetual annoying noises. So we can certainly look into that.
And I know one of the other things that they talked about too, and that again, the door knocking, when we did the door knocking, was speeding. And I think DRPS got our message when the board was here, listening to some of our conversations and asking questions of the board members in regards to how they are handling it. And we got sort of some results back, and the regional representation probably took that message forward to the region too as well. So, okay, thank you.
Mayor Foster.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to follow up with Councillor Hooper's request, we can't, our bylaws can't lay charges under the, you know, HTA or pull anyone over, and whether it's cars or motorcycles. So I think if you're just looking at a specific area, so I'm curious as to what you intend to do with this. And I know Toronto was trying to deal with the issue of motorcycles. I can tell you in our case, in the spring, summer, there is someone that must get to work early, around 4:45 in the morning. You cannot not be woken up by the sound of this. And if it's us, I can guarantee every one of the neighbors. You're looking at it more broadly than just our noise bylaw?
Through the chair, absolutely, because we may not. You know, obviously, we would look to our noise bylaw. If the car's revving in the driveway is one issue. If it's blowing past your house with the noise and no muffler, that's another situation, as you mentioned, yes, under the Highway Traffic Act. So we will look to see what is possible and who best to enforce it.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions to the clerk? That concludes the clerk's portion of the meeting.
All righty, our next report is under the Solicitor's Department, and excuse me. Computer decided to talk to me. We have one report, which is LGL-002-19. I can suggest, I did ask if there was any leverage at all that we might get out of this, and the answer was a resounding no. So if I could have a mover, please. Councillor Zwart, seconded by Councillor Anderson. Questions or comments? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Do we have any questions for the solicitor? Seeing none, we do have a confidential report. LGL-003-19, if we simply want to deal with that now, unless someone wants to go into camera, then we'll leave it at the end of the agenda. Councillor Hooper?
I give you a motion that as written.
Okay, just moving it?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a seconder? Councillor Anderson? Do we require in camera further discussion? It's pretty straightforward. Okay, I'll call the question on that. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Do we have any questions for the solicitor? We have none. Thank you ever so much. Okay, so in the CAO's office, we have one report, CAO-002-19. I understand that there is going to be a motion to refer this to council, but I would encourage everyone to ask their questions now. So we're missing two councillors. I get the referral, or does it matter if it happens here or the next GG? time-wise. So it can happen even at the next GG as opposed to this council. So you're giving a motion to refer, and do you have options?
I was going to give the motion to refer to the next council meeting.
Okay, would it make sense to do GG if there are questions that the other councillors have as opposed to at council? No, we're good with council, sorry.
If I could just add, it's not critical that council approves this policy. There's going to be something coming out this week which has a detailed description of the positions that are recommended and why the recommendations are made. So this policy, if it was adopted by council, would inform the next budget process. It's actually not going to be helpful in terms of the 2019 budget if that assists council in their deliberations.
So why don't we refer it to GG, Councillor Jones? Are you good with that?
I'm okay with doing that to GG.
Okay, and you're seconding that, Councillor Anderson?
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Do we have questions or comments on this?
Why don't we just do that at the next GG?
So we can, yeah, you can ask now, or it's a referral, so with referrals we can ask, but that's fine. Or you can take the opportunity to sit with Mr. Allison. So I had a number of comments, you know, and questions that Mr. Allison's aware of. Okay, call the question, all in support. Opposed, that is carried. Do we have any questions of Mr. Allison? I see none. Mr. Allison, thank you. Oh, sorry, Councillor Hooper? No. Oh. All right, so I will, I guess before we cycle through, unfinished business is engineering, EGD-018-18. This is the urban forest strategy. I could have a mover. Councillor Anderson, you're moving that. Seconded by Councillor Jouart. Okay, do we have questions or comments on that? I don't see any. Mr. Albright, just a question. We're looking at the 30% coverage and, you know, certainly in the more urbanized areas, we're nowhere near that. Are we resourcing, and this maybe goes to Mr. Horvath, we talk about trimming for a healthy urban forest. Are we resourcing appropriately what we need to do to try to improve the health of what I'm going to call as the urban in the urban areas forest? Mr. Horvath? Mr. Albright's looking at you.
The recommendation in the report is that there are additional efforts to that end with the Emerald Ash Borer work that operations has had to undertake that has left our regular kind of maintenance or forest management kind of behind a bit. But this report recommends that additional effort be put towards that as outlined in the report itself. Just as far as the cycle to get around to each tree and when they need to be addressed after they're 7 years old and that sort of thing, will require additional effort and services from operations.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just add on to that, we've had also conversations with Sir Sanford Fleming out of Lindsay to see how they can assist us in terms of working in our woodlots, looking at brock pruning, et cetera, like that. We're also doing a service delivery review on forestry services at this point in time. We've also engaged Sir Sanford Fleming, the two students that we're looking for in the summertime to start the comprehensive audit of all of our trees is from Sir Sanford Fleming and hopefully graduates from their program.
Okay, perfect, thank you. Okay, with that, I'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried, thank you. So I'll run through the departments to see if we've got any questions, ones that did not have any reports on. So do we have any questions for Mr. Horvath, operations? Councillor Hooper.
I realize I'm the council liaison, but I just want to ask the question in regards to the storms that we've had lately in regards to, I understand and I know that we offer up sand from our various work facilities, and I don't think we do salt, but how is that program going at the present time?
Through the chair, I can answer that two ways. Number one, from the public's perspective, very well. From our perspective, not so well. So on Friday, we had significant problems in traffic control that our vehicles could not get into the yard or out of the yard because of the backlog of vehicles there. I can tell you on Saturday between 1:30 and 3:30, I stopped counting at 180 cars that had stopped to pick up sand only at the Hampton Depot. Sunday from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, it wasn't as heavy, it was probably 60 cars. So it is widely unpopular, but it's causing us some problems in terms of getting in and out of the yard. The other concern is that it is for residential use, and we're just investigating now that a commercial operator took a significant amount of sand on the weekend, so we're just following up with that one.
Just to follow up to that, we have cameras in that location, do we?
We do have a camera at the one location. It could capture, we're just looking at the footage right now and see if we've captured the, if there's a name on the vehicle or the license plate number. I will know that very shortly.
And so would that have impeded, like you're talking about our vehicles, but would that have impeded like traffic on, for example, Taunton Road?
No question. One of the things we talked about at the mayor's meeting on Friday is that if it gets to that point again, we'll probably have to call Durham Regional Police and take a look at directing people in and out.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, do we have anything else for Mr. Horvath? Councillor Jouart.
Further to that, then, if you find it is a commercial operation picking up sand, is there a penalty?
We're exploring those opportunities right now.
All right. Anything further?
I can whisper in your ear later what I would be doing.
So Mr. Horvath, I know in the past we've had problems with a commercial enterprise that has been pretty aggressive and feels entitled. Would this be the same enterprise?
Yes.
Do you need council to consider a bylaw so you don't need to explore that? It is abundantly clear that if a business is using taxpayers' dollars to pad their pockets, that we make it not worthwhile.
Mr. Mayor, let me confirm first if it is true that what we've heard, that's number one. Number two is we'll figure out how we address it with bylaws, and necessary we'll talk with Durham Regional Police, then we'll come back to council and ask for that support.
Okay, and before we leave you alone, you're going to be rather busy tomorrow?
Actually, the rest of the week doesn't look very promising for us. So we're expecting about 25 centimeters of snow, the heaviest concentration from about 12 noon to about 9 o'clock at night. Wednesday will continue for about another 5 centimeters. Thursday seems to be a slow day for us. And then Friday, we're looking at another 5 centimeters, but it'll be more freezing pellets.
And cars parked on the road can expect to be ticketed and or towed?
We'll be coordinating our efforts with bylaws. I have to tell you, Mr. Mayor, that every time that we have asked, bylaws have been there. The problem is the magnitude of the cars, they can't keep up. But they've always been there and very supportive of us. So,
thank you, Mr. Horvath. All right. Emergency and fire services, do we have any questions for the chief? Chief, you're getting off easy today. We'll save that for another time. For Mr. Caruana, do we have questions for Mr. Caruana? We do not. Just so everyone knows, we will be organizing some sort of recognition for staff with regards to the Curtis Complex. Councillor Jones?
Is there a time frame when at the Curtis Community Complex then when the accessible doors will be reinstalled? And I guess the other question with that then, have there been any issues with accessibility? There's someone, I guess, that's available to open the door? Or is there a button now that they can actually open that door?
Thank you, Councillor. Through the chair, the front doors are accessible now. We did install a button, so they will be available to the public from that perspective. As far as the permanent repairs, it's in the hands of the insurance companies at this particular point, so I don't have any further information other than our first goal was to get the building up and operating, which we are now, and it's fully operational. We'll try to deal with the other issues over the ensuing weeks and months, probably for that matter, but as soon as more information is available, I'll certainly pass it along to you, but it's kind of in the hands of the insurance companies at this point.
Hello? Councillor Hooper.
This really isn't anything to do with the community services. I wonder if I just might have a little bit of committee leniency and go back to engineering. I was not prepared for the...
Committee leeway.
Yes.
Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. This is just basically an appreciation comment in regards to engineering services with the caveat in there. I'd just like to say thank you very much to engineering services for sitting down with St. Stephen's Secondary School people. I attended a meeting with them and we had a go around in regards to crosswalks that are potentially going to be installed on Old Scugog Middle Road, I know it as, area, so that we can get the safe moving of students across the road. And there was some good dialogue. It's gone back to the board now. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. Albright and Mr. Poitras for his indulgence in that and good discussion all the way around. And it's nice to sit down with people and come up with a positive attitude sort of thing as opposed to butting heads all the time. And one further thing I'd just like to add to that, and I know I'm always doing the good, but we still have some significant issues in regards to other schools in the area. How is that? I, as late as yesterday afternoon, I had a complaint and turned it to staff and I asked the resident if the problem had been resolved. He says, no, it's worse instead of being better. I mean, as soon as we take out the bollards, the issue comes back again, the flexible bollards. And I just wondered, I don't know when people are gonna get the message, you know, that it's probably better to walk your kids to school than to drive them all the time. Because we've got some very, very, very serious issues. And unfortunately, I think it's gonna take a tragic accident that is gonna happen in the area. Any of our schools, in particular Bonds, Longworth Avenue are the worst. And that's all I'll say, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. So we'll move on to corporate services. Do we have anything for Ms. Moreno? Seeing none, do we have any questions for Mr. Pinn? I see none. We have dealt with the solicitor, the CAO. We don't have any new business. We have dealt with the unfinished business. We have dealt with the confidential report. That leaves one motion. Councillor Jones, seconded by Councillor Hooper, all in support. Opposed? That is carried. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all staff. Thank you.